Welcome to Boom in Your Face podcast series, dedicated to independent artists, creative musicians, and the entertainment industry. We're excited to dive into the backstories in the world of independent artistry and explore the stories and experience of those who are creating some of the most exciting and innovative work today. As we all know, the entertainment industry can be a challenging and competitive place, and independent artists and creatives often face even greater hurdles when it comes to getting their work seen or heard. However, despite these challenges, independent artists and creatives continue to push the boundaries of what's possible and bring their unique perspectives and talents to the world. That's why we need your support. We're committed to bringing you the most interesting and informative conversations with independent artists and creators from all walks of life. But we can't do it without your help. By supporting our podcast, you help us to bring these important stories to a wider audience and give independent artists and creatives the recognition they deserve. So whether you're a fan of independent music, film, art, or just love hearing about the latest trends and developments in the entertainment industry, we invite you to join us on this exciting journey. With your support, we can shine a spotlight on the incredible work being done by independent artists and creators around the world and help to ensure their voices are heard loud and clear. Thank you for listening, and we can't wait to bring you our next episode at Boom in Your Face podcast. Blessings.
Is that Mary?
Yes. How you been?
Look at that wild hair on you.
Yes. I have to change it up ever so often.
Wow. That looks great. I haven't talked to you. Was it like 2 or 3 years ago on Christmas, New Year's Eve, maybe?
New Year's Eve. Yes. There's been some fascinating things happening for you. I'm excited about all the stuff that's been going on. Hi, Carly.
Hi. So nice to meet you.
Sorry.
Same here.
Mary. Carly, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. We're going to get into it in a minute, but I wanted to, yes, it's been a while since I've seen you. Scott, you got a new do going on, the color.
I do have a new do. You know, the rock and roll boys I've been playing with, they said, Scott, grow a beard, grow your hair long.
Okay. And I said,
boys, this is all gray in here. I don't want to look at it. So I'll give you sideburns, and I'll give you the mustache, and yeah, I'll grow my hair out a little bit.
It looks good on you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying to look the part. I'm trying to look like I'm back in rock and roll where
well,
I used
you are.
To be. I have to tell you, I've never been in a full-time band where it is full-time.
Wow.
All day, all night.
Some taking days, all your time.
There's some days where if I get enough sleep and I get food and maybe a little exercise,
right,
that's all I have time for, and the rest of my day is with this band.
Well, they're making you a hard rock and roller.
I guess, I mean, I've been doing this a while, and this is the first full-time band I've ever been in. So, I'm going to do this one time, Mary. This one time.
This one time? Well, you got to do it once in your career, right?
Exactly.
It's a long, illustrious career.
All right.
Kaylee and Scott, to Boom in Your Face podcast. Scott, you're an old head, not in that sense, but an old guest to Boom in Your Face. We know you here.
I've been on a couple of times, and I'm glad to be back. Mary.
There you go. So introduce yourself to people that do not know you as yet, and then Kaylee, you can give a little background on yourself.
All right. My name is Scott Metko. I came to Nashville as a drummer, but I also had a business background. Got a business administration degree.
Okay.
Why? Because Dad said you got to have something else to fall back on, and I didn't want be a band director, and I thought taking a music degree meant I was going to be a band director. And when you make your life's decisions with an 18-year-old mind about where you're going to college, I thought, all right, I'll get a business degree. Turned out okay, because I always found myself in positions where I could help book a band, help manage a band. So when I came to Nashville, it just kind of automatically fell into that pattern. And the first artist that I got a gig with, David Ball, country artist, was on Warner Brothers in the 90s. I came aboard at a time when he didn't have any team at all. So I became his manager, his band leader, just all kinds of things. So have leveraged that into helping other artists. I guess kind of a general overview. I'll find folks that need a drummer. I'll get in and help them with all other facets of the business. And then that kind of morphed into, okay, I'm going to help other artists along the way. So I founded artist management company in 2016 after I'd been working at an independent record label on Music Row a couple years.
Right.
And now I found myself a rock and roll band, a full-time rock and roll band, which, you know, you're going to want to hear what's new in this podcast. This is all new stuff since the last time we have talked. And a very important part of that band's team is Miss Carly, who I'm sitting right next to. That's why Carly is on the program, because she has a great story that fits in with this band we're going to talk about.
Okay. Well, go on, Carly. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Hello. My name is Carly. I've been in Nashville for about a year now. Honestly, just here chasing a dream. I've been working in events for about 5 years. I went to school about 2 hours from here over in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I started coordinating music festivals and running a venue, and just loved it so much. It's the atmosphere of being around musicians and creatives and talented folks. It's awesome. So around COVID, you know, the world kind of shut down a little bit. So I went over and hopped across the pond to Atlanta, Georgia. And over there, I worked for Live Nation doing security, working at a couple venues over there. Up until about a year ago, when I was stumbling down on Broadway, and I walked into a little bar called Nudies, and I saw some long-haired musicians playing some real cool tunes. And someone told me that I should find out more. And then I attended a show at Kid Rock's the next night and saw Mr. Sparling play and Mr. Metco behind his drums under that bullhead. And I was like, okay, these are some real deal rockers right here. So, you know, in life, if you want anything, you're going to have to go for it. And I took a chance and drove down to Nashville by myself from Atlanta and found these guys on the third level of Kid Rock's, and I said, you know what? Like, I work at events, I play music festivals, I have a business background. Do you guys have a merch person?
Merch is everything, right?
It was 1 week later. I mean, I remember this specifically. We were getting ready to go on. She had been up with her sister doing it for a family event, which is why they were in Nashville. So right. She sees the band. Two nights in a row, and then the next week we're again back playing down there, and she walks in the bar by herself, and I'm thinking, okay, first of all, they don't go out by themselves. They sure can, but they just don't for whatever reason. So she comes in by herself, and I remember thinking, all right, well, that's pretty cool. She enjoys the band enough to come back again, and she's solo, so that shows some independence or whatever my thought was.
Don't
she? She comes over and starts talking to Aaron and I, Aaron Sparling, lead singer of this band. We should, let's name it, the Hippies and Cowboys Band.
Right.
And she makes her pitch and looks us in the eyes and said she's a force in marketing.
Okay.
And something about the look in her eye, I just turned to Aaron and I said, I believe we have our merch person.
Okay.
And she throws arms up and, you know, she's been working for us since then, breaking sales records, doing things I have never seen anyone do, selling merchandise for the show.
That's big, high praise, Nick. Now, what merch do you sell?
We do a really fun assortment of things. We have different t-shirts right now with the original Hippies and Cowboys logo, the Hippie Bus, what is it, 1960 Volkswagen?
Yeah, you know, that traditional VW bus that kind of hippies kind of took over in the late 60s.
And drove the country.
We have a logo of that. If you just look up Hippies and Cowboys Band, you can see that circular logo, which has been popular, and that's on a shirt.
My favorite. They also have a quarter sleeve baseball tee, and there is a really cool trippy mushroom graphic that was drawn by someone in Nashville, right? It was a local artist who created it for you guys.
One of our fans, this is a great story, Mary. One of our super fans went out to see us. We didn't know he was a graphic designer or maybe just a hobbyist can draw. You know, people have talent for drawing.
Right.
And he drew this image up and he brought it back to our show. And Aaron said, well, tweak this, change this a little bit. He comes back with a final image. Aaron loved it. So he so he draws the image by hand. This isn't a computer guy who has his vectors all square, all looking perfect. He hand drew this, and then he goes back and hand colors it, markers and all that. And it looked fantastic. It was totally unique. Looks like nothing. And you know what? Finish the story. I'm going to go grab one because we can't talk about this and not show it. So,
well, we're going to put it up on the website. You can send me some pictures and stuff, but go get it.
We will. I'll get it.
So that's really cool. We also have some vinyl records that they just put out their first record live at Fox and Lock.
Okay.
So we have some really cool artwork. Aaron's, I guess, been like taking like Polaroid pictures throughout the years. So if you look inside at the artwork, you can see their memories of where the band has, I guess, started to like where it's kind of been up until this point.
Now, you said you came and you watched the band and you got inspired. Oh, that's cool. Oh, y'all have to send me. I have to have one of those hippie shirts. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. I feel trippy watching that mushroom.
And the we're in the office here, my management office, and of course we have all the guys sitting right out here. If I would have been prepared, I would have had some pieces.
We just launched an online store, so we've kind of been redesigning the space into a workspace.
Okay, I like that.
Correction, Mary. She just launched our online store.
Yeah, I know, she's humble. That's great.
Aaron and I couldn't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to me, Scott, this is really hard.
He said, well,
she whips it up in less than a week. So,
oh, that's awesome.
The store that is sitting on hippiesandcowboysband.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All you, huh? Oh, that's cool.
Anyway.
Carly, do you watch the band and get inspired on things that you could use for merch that you can see can blossom? Being the merch girl,
every time I see them play, it's just, it reminds me of why I wanted to work with them in the first place. And just like seeing like the how much passion like each and every one of them has is just like, it's so inspiring. They just go out there and just give it their all. And I'll just be like thinking of like little things like as they're playing. I'm like, okay, like what are people really into? And people just get inspired from the music too. So I kind of like notice like the story that they tell. I feel like that kind of like sells like the most.
What do you think, Scott?
Now, Mary, the people that are watching this podcast, listening to it, there's a lot of creatives, musician, creative folks, correct?
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you what I think. I am going to say that I've never seen anybody run a merchandise booth like she does. And most musicians out there that are playing original music, they realize that their money is coming from two areas, ticket sales or merchandise.
Right.
You may make such a little amount of money on your music online. Yes, you can sell albums. You got that demographic, or if people are still buying CDs, in your demographic, you know, you're gonna make a little bit of money on the music, but otherwise it's soft goods. It's stickers and shirts and caps and all that.
Right. So
everybody's got a merch stand, right? And everybody knows what it looks like. There's a pile of stuff on a table, maybe a rack behind. There's somebody standing there, right?
Right.
That's all we've ever seen. Am I right?
That's right. So what are you doing?
You go to a concert in an arena. That's what it is. People are standing behind a table and there's all the stuff. This girl will come around by the table and blow bubbles and get bubbles circulating around to attract attention. She'll take a Polaroid camera, start shooting pictures. She'll go out in the crowd if there's nobody at the booth, interact with the crowd, shoot some Polaroids, give them to them.
Right. Oh, okay.
He's glowed and things. I think she might have brought a hula hoop out maybe once or twice.
you put on all the tricks.
And interact with the crowd, make friends with the crowd. And then, of course, some of them follow her back to the merch stand? Of course they do.
Of course.
I've never seen anything like it. And that's when we're on the road playing our original shows, traveling. When we're not on the road, this band, Hippies and Cowboys, is one of the house bands at the largest honky-tonk on Broadway in Nashville, which is Kid Rock's Rock and Roll Honky-Tonk and Steakhouse, whatever it's called.
Right.
The amount, I don't know how many clubs are down there, how many honky-tonks, how many live music venues, 40, 50, 60, I don't know. There's a lot.
Okay.
She is the only one selling merchandise in any of those places. In any of those
places. They need to make up on the revenue stream. Yeah.
She's selling.
She might have a job for a multi.
And it could be, I mean, can we ask how much merchandise she sold in the last 2 months? Could we put that number out there into the universe, Mary?
Go ahead. Now, we're going to stop right there. And if you want to know exactly what that number is, you're going to have to watch part two of Scott and Carly giving us the information and the background to what it takes to really earn money beyond the music. Take care.
Listeners, I want to thank you again for joining me for another episode of Booming Your Face. Please remember to support the podcast on the website. As a reminder, if you'd like to share your Booming Your Face music or share your Booming Your Face moment or just want to join in the conversation, reach out and email me at boomingyourface616@gmail.com or visit the website and sign up for the newsletter and share your story. I'm your host, Mary Kearney. Be blessed. Booming Your Face. Booming Your Face. Booming Your Face. Booming Your Face.